Unit 11. Business Communications.
商务沟通.
The facilities business lives by.
商讯设施.
New words.
Facsimile.
Voicemail.
Proper noun.
I am.
3. Listen to a conversation between father and daughter. Fill in the blanks. Dad, you love me, don't you?
Of course I do. What's on your mind?
Well, I saw this great offer for a free cell phone here in the newspaper.
Free? Nothing's ever free.
Well, the phone is free after a 50 mil rebate.
Ah, so that's the catch. And why do you need a cell phone anyway?
All my friends have one, and I can use it to call you in case the car breaks down.
Ah, there are always so many fees.
But the monthly charge is only $29.99 with 1,000 free weekday minutes nationwide and unlimited weekend minutes. And you can roll over the extra minutes to the next month.
Yeah, but what is the term of the service agreement?
It's only for 6 months.
But what if you cancel early?
There's a cancellation fee of $200.
$200?
Dad, you love me, don't you?
Of course I do. What's on your mind?
Well, I saw this great offer for a free cell phone here in the newspaper.
Free? Nothing's ever free.
Well, the phone is free after a 50 mil rebate.
Ah, so that's the catch. And why do you need a cell phone anyway?
All my friends have one, and I can use it to call you in case the car breaks down.
Ah, there are always so many fees.
But the monthly charge is only $29.99 with 1,000 free weekday minutes nationwide and unlimited weekend minutes. And you can roll over the extra minutes to the next month.
Yeah, but what is the term of the service agreement?
It's only for 6 months.
But what if you cancel early?
There's a cancellation fee of $200.
$200?
New words.
Rebate.
Catch.
Roll. 4. Listen to Professor Crystal talking about mobile phone technology. Do the exercises.
When mobile phone technology came in a few years ago, the term was immediately shortened. Mobile phones became mobiles. I've got my mobile. Have you got your mobile on? But that was in the UK. In the United States, a different term emerged, cell phone, short for cellular phone. Now, cell phone was tricky because some people spelled it as one word and some people spelled it as two. I did a search on Google the other day, and the one-word spelling got 18 million hits, and the two-word spelling got 135 million hits. So it seems you can use both spellings at the moment. But either way, people shortened the phrase to cell. And this usage is growing in the UK. Somebody the other day said to me, "Call me on your cell. Synchronize your cell with your company." When mobile phone technology came in a few years ago, the term was immediately shortened. Mobile phones became mobiles. I've got my mobile. Have you got your mobile on? But that was in the UK. In the United States, a different term emerged, cell phone, short for cellular phone. Now, cell phone was tricky because some people spelled it as one word and some people spelled it as two. I did a search on Google the other day, and the one-word spelling got 18 million hits, and the two-word spelling got 135 million hits. So it seems you can use both spellings at the moment. But either way, people shortened the phrase to cell. And this usage is growing in the UK. Somebody the other day said to me, "Call me on your cell. Synchronize your cell with your company."
New words.
Emerge.
Tricky.
Hit.
Synchronize.
5. Read the passage on a new way of communication. Do the exercises.
Instant messaging. When you meet someone for the first time, do you ask for their ASL? Do you LOL if they come out with something funny? And say, see you L8ER when you finish the conversation? Are you a user of instant messaging or IM? The idea of IM is that a program on your computer tells you when a friend is online. You can then send a message to your friend, who can type a reply instantly. To do this, you need an IM program. Worldwide, AIM, the instant messaging service provided by AOL, is by far the most popular. It has 195 million users who send about 1.6 billion messages every day. ICQ, which is sponsored by AOL, has about 140 million messengers, and MSN and Windows IM comprises about 75 million users. The merit over email is that with instant messaging, you know you're likely to get a reply. IM is already hugely popular in the USA, where people spend 5 times more time online than in Europe. However, IM is starting to take off in the UK, with over 3,000 people signing up to MSN Messenger alone every day. Another merit is that in most of the IM systems, you actually have some notion of who the user is, who's logged in, unlike email systems, which were really designed for broad, open communication, and you don't worry too much about user authentication up front. It won't surprise you that in areas where you actually want full end-to-end assurance of the security, you'll use end-to-end encrypting techniques as well to enhance the privacy of the channel. While the plus points of IM are obvious, there is one very important disadvantage. You can only contact someone on the same network as you. If your friend is using AIM and you are using MSN, you cannot talk to each other. This makes IM less useful than it should be. Imagine if you couldn't send an email from Hotmail to Yahoo. However, things look like they'll change soon. In general, the future looks bright for IM. Lots of programs also allow you to have voice conversations, video conferencing. This means you can see the other person using a webcam and also let you swap pictures, music, and other files. Is IM to email the same as phones are to voicemail? Is there something distinctly different there? From a user's perspective, the answer is yes. From a technical protocol perspective, however, the answer is no, because most voicemail systems are still running the voice protocols, while in IM, the coding efficiency would be much higher than in email.
New words.
Worldwide.
Sponsor.
Messenger.
Merit.
Notion.
Authentication.
Encrypt.
Enhance.
Privacy.
Webcam.
Swap.
File.
Distinctly.
Perspective.
Protocol.
Code.
Efficiency.
Proper nouns.
AIM.
AOL.
Getting connected.
业务联络.
New word.
Cord.
2. The secretary with Ultimate Computers is answering the call from a caller. Listen to the telephone conversation. Circle the appropriate letters, A through C, to answer the questions.
Hello, Ultimate Computers, may I help you?
Yes. May I speak to Elaine Strong, please?
I'm sorry, but she's not in right now. She won't be back till maybe about 4:30. May I take a message?
Yes. Ms. Strong sent me a brochure detailing your newest line of laptop computers, but there wasn't any information about after-sales service.
Oh, I'm sorry. Would you like me to fax that to you?
Yes, but our fax is being repaired at the moment, and it won't be working until around 2:30. Could you try sending that information around 3:30?
Sure. Could I have your name, telephone number, and fax number, please?
Yes. Jack Cordell. K-O-R-D-E-L-L. And the phone number is 560-1287. And the fax number is 560-1288.
All right, Mr. Cordell. And your phone number is 560-1287. And the fax number is 560-1288. Is that correct?
Yes. Bye.
Hello, Ultimate Computers. May I help you?
Yes. May I speak to Elaine Strong, please?
I'm sorry, but she's not in right now. She won't be back till maybe about 4:30. May I take a message?
Yes. Ms. Strong sent me a brochure detailing your newest line of laptop computers, but there wasn't any information about after-sales service.
Oh, I'm sorry. Would you like me to fax that to you?
Yes, but our fax is being repaired at the moment, and it won't be working until around 2:30. Could you try sending that information around 3:30?
Sure. Could I have your name, telephone number, and fax number, please?
Yes. Jack Cordell. K-O-R-D-E-L-L. And the phone number is 560-1287. And the fax number is 560-1288.
All right, Mr. Cordell. And your phone number is 560-1287. And the fax number is 560-1288. Is that correct?
Yes. Bye.
New words.
Ultimate.
Line.
3. May has to speak to her boss to explain how they were getting on with finding an agent. Listen to the telephone conversation. Circle the appropriate letters A through D to answer these questions. Hello, May. How's the exhibition going? Is the stand busy?
Yes, thanks. I think it's going very well, actually.
Have you had more discussions with the British agent?
Yes, we met them. They have agreed to the commission of 11%.
Do they seem reliable to you?
Yes, they've got a lot of experience.
Fine. I think we should prepare a contract for them. If I fax you a draft copy, can you look at it and show it to them?
Yes, of course. They've also asked us for a large quantity of brochures.
Okay, I'll arrange that. When is your next meeting with them?
We are meeting with their finance director today and then with the other directors tomorrow just to sort out some final details.
Fine. Let me know what happens. Thanks for all your hard work, May. Hello, May. How's the exhibition going? Is the stand busy?
Yes, thanks. I think it's going very well, actually.
Have you had more discussions with the British agent?
Yes, we met them. They have agreed to the commission of 11%.
Do they seem reliable to you?
Yes, they've got a lot of experience.
Fine. I think we should prepare a contract for them. If I fax you a draft copy, can you look at it and show it to them?
Yes, of course. They've also asked us for a large quantity of brochures.
Okay, I'll arrange that. When is your next meeting with them?
We are meeting with their finance director today and then with the other directors tomorrow just to sort out some final details.
Fine. Let me know what happens. Thanks for all your hard work, May.
New words.
Commission.
Reliable.
Stand.
4. Read the memorandum. Think over the excuses for doing the following, according to the passage.
An inter-office memorandum. Date, December 18, 2000. to all employees. From Director, Administrative Services. Subject, excessive absences. Due to the excessive number of absences from the office, the following rules and procedures will be put into effect as of this date. Sickness. No excuse. We will no longer accept your doctor's statement as proof, as we believe that if you are able to go to the doctor, you are able to come to work. Death, other than your own. This is no excuse. There is nothing you can do for them, and we are sure that someone else with lesser position can attend to the arrangements. However, if the funeral can be held in the late afternoon, we will be glad to let you off 1 hour early, provided that your share of the work is ahead enough to keep the job going in your absence. Leave of absence, surgery. We are no longer allowing this practice. We wish to discourage any thoughts that you need an operation, as we believe as long as you are an employee here, you will need all of whatever you have, and you should not consider having anything removed. We hired you as you are, and to have anything removed would certainly make you less than we bargained for. Death, your own. This will be accepted as an excuse, but we would like a 2-week notice, as we will feel it your duty to train your successor. Also, entirely too much time is being spent in the restroom. In the future, we will follow the practice of going in alphabetical order. Signed, the management.
New words.
Memorandum.
Funeral.
Surgery.
Restroom.
Excessive.
Lesser.
Provided.
Discourage.
Successor.
Alphabetical.
7. Read the passage. Complete its summary.
Chinese distaste for voicemail. A Chinese-born entrepreneur, Edward Tian, tried to teach U.S.-style business practices to his Chinese workforce, use voicemail. Employees simply weren't in the habit of leaving phone messages for customers or colleagues, a practice that initially dragged out some decision-making. Not much has changed. Despite 2 decades of economic growth, the Chinese have an old-fashioned aversion to voicemail. They hate voicemail. In China's go-go climate, who has time to check it? Tian says. The reasons are both technological and cultural. China's mobile phone networks progressed faster than its fixed-line infrastructure. Most people are hooked on mobile phones and never turn them off, even during critical business meetings, at the movies, or during funerals. Many Chinese who have worked for state-owned companies may not comprehend the idea of being obligated to return phone calls or to respond to customers. Cell phone-based text messaging, which is cheaper than installing a complex office voicemail system, is popular. Nor do many Chinese expect to leave messages. Many people seem mystified when they call and hear a recorded message. They consider it a loss of face or dignity to leave a message with someone of lower corporate rank. It's basically a cultural gap.
New words.
Distaste.
Entrepreneur.
Initially.
Old-fashioned.
Aversion.
Infrastructure.
Hook.
Critical.
Comprehend.
Obligate.
Mystify.
Dignity.
Pronunciation, stress, and intonation. Read aloud. Be aware of the stressed functional words in the sentences.
Stressed functional words. 1. 1. When model verbs, auxiliary verbs, and linking verb be occur in the initial or the end of sentences, or when they are in negative sentences, they are stressed.
Will you go with me?
Yes, I will.
Do you like it?
Yes, I do.
Are you a doctor?
Yes, I am.
Can you help me?
Yes, I can.
I don't like you.
He isn't a worker.
They can come on Friday.
They can't come on Friday.
2. When modal verbs denote possibility, surprise, or confirmation, they are stressed.
She might have been dismissed from the team.
They may come this evening.
Can it be 5 already?
He must be in the room.